Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Kendrick Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm well, thank you, Zach, and how are you?
I'm very well. I believe that you're quite upbeat about today's news. You've got an option over rare earth licenses in Namibia.
That's correct. That's correct. Long sought after, and finally we've got there at a, I think at a very good time in what might be a quickly emerging, very political, polarizing situation. So it's an above average proposition in a excellent market for the commodities. And I say commodities, of course, there's lots about rare earth elements.
And I mean, obviously, we've heard a lot about the China export ban and everything else. Is the situation rare earths any more or less complicated than that?
Well, you know, Zach, it started in 2010, if you recall, and it went on for 2 or 3 years. I don't think the Chinese ban was ever real because there was more backdoor rare earths in China. So that I don't think the ban was real. I think with a lot of the operations they claimed to have dominance on were mom and pop operations. But since that time, of course, 14 years have elapsed. We're into the geopolitical situation we're in now. Senate committees have sat and sat and sat and done very little. But now we're into very, very real world. I don't know if you remember, you hosted a copper presentation we gave in a couple of years ago in London. And I said that wars were fought over oil. And they'll be fought over copper and strategic critical minerals. And that's where we're at. I know that President Trump today is going to make some announcement about Greenland. And I'm pretty sure that he's going to be saying he's there, obviously, for the strategic in terms of potential warfare, but also for the minerals in Greenland. And rare earths, I'm sure, will be one of the minerals. Likewise, Ukraine, he actually wanted to get this, you know, the American debt, as he regarded it, to Ukraine. He wanted to recover that in the rare earth minerals by getting possession of the rare earth minerals. So we're into a very different situation. The and of course our rare earths in this particular project are the much sought after, you know, the ones which preserve the magnetic magnetic qualities, integrity under intense heat. So in actual fact, we've got the over 1% of the critical, really critical, rare earth elements in the portfolio. And they've been, you know, there've been numerous samples, they've been channel sampling. So it's not just, you know, picking up one, grab a rock and getting a nice result. This place has got a lot of sampling, a lot of previous work, geophysics, and quite frankly, as I say in the RS, it's drill ready, Jack. It's drill ready.
I think the other point, which you probably won't remember to mention, is that Kendrick currently only has a market cap of £1 million. So you've got something quite juicy in there, and quite a lot in there already packed in for that kind of market cap.
Well, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? When you think about it, we said we was going to reposition to Southern Africa. You know my interest in critical metals, particularly copper. You know that I've been involved in rare earths before. It's now the day of the critical metals. We've seen all this polarization. And if I step back and look at, and I won't call competitors in the rare earth field, I'll just call them other participants in the rare earth field. We're looking at market caps 200 and 300 times bigger than Kendrick. So, you know, we start off from an extremely low base, aiming at a very, very attractive market valuation and target. And Zach, when we get into the detail of this, and you'll quickly see that the big players like Lynas and Molycorp, our grades are akin to those grades, much superior to most of the industry, the grades that we're talking in the area. And then secondly, quantum, it's all right having high grades, but you've only got a little bit of it, then you're in trouble. And previous reports have suggested that you could be looking in, the 100 million plus. So it's not as though we're looking at a small target either. And then, of course, the cherry on top is the proximity to deep water, and that you're in a desert and you can't co cause too much damage in a desert. And so the environmental aspects won't be too difficult. And you're close, 60-odd kilometers from Lüderitz, the deep water port near the diamond fields, the former diamond fields of Namibia. So it's in a very nice position, superior grades in a jurisdiction, in a country which is very, very transparent, very natural resource friendly, and we have a partner we know and trust and have worked with before and are working with, in actual fact. So, if there's boxes to tick, Zach, I made sure that I ticked most of these boxes. It's an overnight achievement, which taken about 2 years to achieve. Typical story. One goes slowly, slowly, but we're emerging out into the market at exactly the right time. And I do hope that would-be investors see the benefit of this, see the potential value, and that we can do a lot to we could quickly unleash the obvious potential of this project. And of course, there's two projects together, two licenses together. But one of them, they it's a quarrying situation. It's a quarrying situation. They stick out plugs in the desert and can be seen by airborne very, very, very apparently. And so they're very easy to see. And in the other project, the potential is just the same. So we're not talking about deep mining, Zach. We're talking about near surface material, very, very, very close to surface. And as I say, it's nice to have a project which already is showing from channel samples, trenching, all sorts of initial work, geophysics. We're showing the potential for a big project at superior grades, comparable to the big players in the industry. So I regard this as somewhat of a coup.
And do you think that, I mean, obviously most of the perspective on these two licenses is historic. Do you think that they could surprise on the upside?
It'd be a silly statement to say they don't need to, because we all welcome upside. But if there's upside there, I will welcome it, Zach. But as we stand now, if they actually, that as we grow the project, get more invasive, more invasive, more invasive, if they stand up, we've got a vastly superior project. If it's better, then thank you very much. But I'm not really looking for upside. But as I say, I'm happy to receive it. But confirmation of these grades on a continuing basis to build up a meaningful tonnage is what the company will be seeking, is what the company will be working towards. And of course, we'll go for the obvious targets first. When they stand out like plugs in the ground, essentially, that's what we'll be drilling near surface, prove the low-hanging fruits first. And often you've got to go, if you're chasing a concept, you've got 2 years, 2 years of work. But we're not chasing concepts. There's been a lot of work done before, and we'll be drilling in not too, well, as fast as we possibly can, having completed the legal due diligence. I'm not concerned about the technical due diligence at all. But we've got a duty of care to check the legal side, ownership side, and environmental side, and all those things. But I should be looking to getting in there, moving fast, accelerating matters, and being at the forefront of the rare earth arena. And that's where I want to be, right? I want to be at the front of it all. I really do. I mean, you've got Lynas and Molly Hopper, and then I think there's room for a few more, and we want to be one of them. And as you say quite rightly, with a 1 million market cap, what an achievement that would be.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Kendrick Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for your time, Zach. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.